Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
People, right now you are locked into the More Than Just an Interview podcast, powered by 99.7 Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family, monetized by our partners at Red Circle in partnership with Radio Pushers. On this More Than Just an Interview podcast, you're going to hear our thoughts on trending news, entertainment, Hollywood, the music industry, business world, issues that impact people every single day. The way we curate our stories here is totally different. You're going to get an unbiased viewpoint that reflects the mindset and the spirit and the energy of people all around the world. No matter what you say about life, balance is always the key. And we strive to exemplify balance on the More Than Just an Interview podcast. Lock in. Every day we drop a fresh content. Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, rate us 5 stars, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And I promise you, you're going to get unfiltered, calculated, non-explicit content, safe for all ages. All right? No ratchet news here. Everything's on the up and up and positive. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming on the More Than Just an Interview podcast, monetized by Red Circle, powered by 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family. Let's get it. The goal. Episode 19 on the More Than Just an Interview podcast. How powerful is the Roc Nation empire of Jay-Z? Again, episode 19. How powerful is the Roc Nation empire of Jay-Z? When Jay-Z broke off from Dame Dash and Big, and the whole Rockefeller thing stopped, you know, ceased to exist. A lot of questions, a lot of rumors. You know, still to this day, Jay never speaks about it. He said, you know, they grew apart, they need to do different things, but he never went into detail about it. I respect it. It's his choice. Obviously, Dame has been very vocal about it. He's been talking about it for over a decade, and that's his right. I don't have a problem with that either. But today's podcast is about Roc Nation and what they've been able to do for over the past 15 years in this culture, in this game, in life. I want to put in perspective Jay-Z for a minute. Sean Carter. Let's go by Sean Carter. Coming from Marcy Projects, coming from everything he's been through, no matter if you grew up, you know, if he was this big-time drug dealer or not, still come.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Coming from poverty and coming from the trenches still, he rose to where he is now with the help of some amazing people. But the attitude, the strategy, the mentality, the laser focus, the pure genius talent that he possesses, and most importantly, he has the cautionary skills, you know, of a bald-headed eagle. You know, he surveys the land before he makes his move better than anybody. Nobody maneuvers on a chessboard like Jay. Even attacking him is difficult because you don't know which way to hit him. Only time he's ever really dropped his guard is in the Nas battle because that kind of threw him off. But overall, strategy-wise, he takes pride in that. He prides himself on being the ultimate chess player, which he is. So I'll give him that. When he started Roc Nation, a lot of Black people didn't understand what he was building, why he was building it, what it was going to do to impact the world, and how was it, was it just something that was going to be temporary? Was it going to last forever? And most importantly, how was it going to help Black people? So with that being said, as we look back on Roc Nation as far as what it has done and what it's doing now, I think it's very important that we highlight the sheer greatness of the company and of the team. Now, first of all, Roc Nation is an American entertainment company, but they have multiple layers in their brand. They got an artist and athlete management division, everybody from Shakira to Rihanna to J. Cole, Megan Thee Stallion, all of that. Publishing, touring, production, brand development, film, TV, philanthropy work. It embodies everything. It has an acquisition division, buys soccer teams. It has an investment firm, a Marcy Venture Capitalist firm, where he invests in the companies that he thinks will impact the world. From cannabis to merchant data processing companies, payment processing companies, excuse me. Roc Nation covers the globe on everything. They fight for the rights of inmates in prisons to make sure that they have the right type of conditions to live. He has lawyers, pays them millions of dollars on payroll to defend people pro bono. He's picked up so many cases from Black people that have been mistreated by corrupt cops, not cops, corrupt cops. There's a difference. They just did a initiative in Philly that entails millions of dollars into making sure that Philly's children are educated, school book scholarship programs. They are a part of some of the most dynamic marketing campaigns around. We never had that before. You see, we've never had anything like Roc Nation. And I think we need to respect that. As well, Puff and Bad Boy was different. He had Blue Flame marketing, but that was different. Puff never went into the lanes of what Jay-Z is doing. See, Jay-Z had a different vision, not so much a better vision, a different vision of what he wanted to accomplish with his name, his likeness, and with his money. Even from the 40-40 clubs to all the other ventures he's into real estate-wise. His company, his name, the spirit business, all of that title, all of that stuff revolves around to the legacy and the initiative of Roc Nation. Especially with the nonprofit owner. He has placed himself into a category with the Warren Buffetts and the Bill Gates and the Melinda Gates, where he is constantly investing millions of dollars into initiatives to empower neighborhoods and communities, Black, brown, Hispanic. Roc Nation is on the forefront of so many different problems. And we don't look into that because we're always looking to see what's on MediaTakeout.com or whatever. Nothing wrong with that. But we have to acknowledge when people, especially Black people, are creating history. Even with the Super Bowl, I heard people criticizing him on the Super Bowl. It's like, what if the Super Bowl halftime show didn't have Roc Nation? Would we have ever gotten Dre and Snoop? Nope. We never would have saw Kendrick Lamar. We never would have saw Mary. We never would have saw 50 Cent hanging up. And now we never saw Kendrick on the floor, on the ground, doing all of that beautiful choreography. We never would have saw nothing. Jay-Z also partnered with the NFL to get the initiative launched. Over $100 million in give back to Black own nonprofit groups. Part of that money go to support police brutality. So many doors that we don't see that are open because of Jay-Z and Roc Nation and his whole team. Juan Perez and Ty Ty and everybody, Emory Jones and so many people I don't even know. But everything revolves around that paper plane. Taking the American flag and turn to a paper plane. The new American dream. That's why I respect it. Because when 21 Savage was about to get deported, who stepped up? When Meek Mill had tax issues, not tax issues, when he had legal situations, who made sure he was protected legally? Making sure the laws were not being corrupted and making sure they were playing ball. He freed him for a whole bid, his own words. When Lil Wayne had tax problems, who stepped up? Lil Wayne had, I think, millions of dollars of a tax problem. Who stepped up? When 21 Savage was about to be deported, who stepped up? When the Mississippi prison system was all jacked up and they needed to have clarity with that, and the conditions were inhuman, who stepped up and made sure that those inmates receive what they receive? Jay-Z filed a lawsuit. Jay-Z filed a lawsuit. His company, Roc Nation, filed a lawsuit against a prison in Mississippi because their conditions were inhumane. The Mississippi Parchment Prison. They had to clean it up. He and Yo Gotti. How many times we celebrate that? Think about all those inmates who had inhumane living conditions, not working toilets, all kind of stuff. Rats. Say what you want, but your actions speak louder than your words. He did that. He and his team. They cared enough. How many other black companies did that? I'm not knocking nobody. I'm just saying we have to give the flowers when they're due. And this flower bill needs to be paid. How powerful is the Roc Nation empire of Jay-Z? It's, you can't even measure it. But where would we be without Roc Nation? Megan Thee Stallion is a multimillionaire, deals with Nike, doing commercial with Amazon, all kind of things. Because Roc Nation has the ability and the wherewithal and the acumen and the team to take your brand global the right way. And to make sure you don't go broke. The More Than Just Interview Podcast, episode 19, people. Let's get it.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.